Colleagues of murdered anaesthetist Dr. Abdullah Munshi have issued an urgent call to police to prioritize his murder investigation. Munshi, of course, shot dead in Orange Grove in Johannesburg last month in circumstances which suggest it was a targeted hit. The colleague saying, "We are distressed and worried that there appears to be no or little progress into the investigation, and note that there has been no news from the authorities as to the status of the investigation of the case." Dr. Percy Miller is a neurosurgeon and spokesperson for these colleagues. Doctor, thank you for joining us today. What is your concern around this case? I imagine you don't want it to disappear.
Yes, Mandy. You know, in this country, maybe in other countries, it's very easy if you don't have a special angle or a G-Wiz factor, and but particularly in South Africa, to disappear into obscurity, where seemingly the police do nothing, nothing happens, and the case drags on for month after month and for year after year, perhaps with family and relatives phoning police, and yet no information and nothing concrete ever happens. And we somehow sense that this may be happening in this case. The same week that Dr. Munshi was shot, the Lieutenant Colonel in Cape Town, Lieutenant Colonel Kimio was shot, and there the police pulled out all the stops with a task team in 72 hours and statements, you know, at least every day, and the minister was visiting the family. And, of course, they've got their man. They've got their suspect, or at least one of the suspects. With Dr. Munshi, by the next day, things were, if I can use a very bad pun, as quiet as the grave. Nothing was happening.
Yeah, very concerning, and I must say I agree with you. From my experience, generally, if there is media attention, there is more pressure on the police, and things tend to be expedited. They tend to happen more quickly. Have you had, or has the family had any communication from the police around this?
I'm not sure. I honestly can't tell you this. It's just that many people that I know from the colleagues have phoned and made inquiries. Many of them, and people I spoke to yet the other day, and there's nothing forthcoming. There's no news. There's a blanket silence. Nobody could tell anyone anything.
At the time when the shooting happened, when Dr. Munshi was shot, there was a lot of concern from the medical fraternity about the chilling effect that it could have on doctors because of the fact that it did seem to be a targeted hit. Is that sense still within the medical community?
Yeah, well, you see, Mary, nobody knows, of course, if it was a hit. We can't prove it. We can surmise it. But the circumstances of the killing make it a strong possibility or suggested possibility. And that's very worrying, because if an excellent anaesthetist who always did his best, I must say, he was my anaesthetist for 25 years, and he was great for 25 years. If an anaesthetist who does his best and who's conscientious, one of the best we ever had, gets killed, even though he tries his best treatment, because someone doesn't like the way that he did the treatment, that is a chilling thing. Things also sometimes go in fashion, so it can happen again. The next person who happens to disagree with the way a case works out, the next perhaps friend or relative, if in fact this was a planned hit, who disagrees with it, may do the same thing to the next doctor and quite frankly clobber the next doctor. So we really have to put an end to the speculation about this, if nothing else. But it does not look like a case of random criminality from what everybody says.
Dr. Percy Miller, neurosurgeon and spokesperson for the colleagues of Dr. Abdullah Munshi, speaking to us there. They want to keep this case in the headlines because they want to make sure that it doesn't vanish and disappear and the police forget about it.